Jim, I know it's all about Winks today, and rightly so, but there were some really outstanding performances at Randwick yesterday, and none more so than from the mare, Aqua Divina, who a few months ago had a shocking bout of colic, needed surgery. It was touch and go there whether she'd ever even pull through, Jimmy. But not only that, she's now well and truly on the way to enhancing her value as a potential broodmare, because she's a high-quality mare, and Matt Smith, her trainer, has been good enough to join us on the line. Matt, good morning, and congratulations with the win yesterday. And I dare say that gave you a lot of satisfaction, considering the journey this mare's had to take just to get back to the racetrack.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's been a long road when those sort of things happen. It's a very big setback, of course, for the horse, and you never know whether they're going to come back and get to the level they did previously, you know, after a surgery like that. So for her to come back and, you know, get to do what she did yesterday, yeah, it's very exciting for everybody involved. It was a big day for us.
It also requires a bit of patience from the owners as well, Matt, which I guess, I think it's Francis and Christine Cook were leading the charge there. So that helps as well, obviously.
Sure does. It really helps when you've got, experienced owners like Christine and Francis, you know, because you can't put a time frame, say, oh, well, okay, we've had the surgery, we'll be back racing in, you know, 3 months or six. You know, you just don't know how they're going to cope with it. And they've got to get over the surgery, then they've got to put the muscle back on, because when they have colic surgery, you know, they're almost starved, you see, when you bring them back, because you've got to get all their system working back normally again, digestive system. So they lose a lot of weight, and they end up looking pretty bad for two or three months, and then you gradually nurse them back and then, you know, get them where we were yesterday, which is, you know, it's a big deal. It was a really good effort from everybody involved. You know, Randwick Equine Centre did the surgery, and then Linda Duckworth, and Ian at the farm, they looked after and nursed her back, and then we got her back in, and we took over, and, yeah, it was a great result.
It's really interesting, Matt, because when you have, as you said, that sort of surgery, it's potentially career-ending for a horse, isn't it? Because not every horse can make it back after colic surgery and find their best form again.
For sure. I mean, there's so many complications they can get when they get colic surgery, or you get colic and then have to have surgery, because you have to be confined, and then they can get laminitis, and they can get so many other complications. So it's a major operation. Probably the most major one for a racehorse to have. So it's still got to go right, and you've still got to have a horse that wants to fight and live and have the will to win when they get back to the races.
She is absolutely beautifully bred. You wanted three runs this preparation. You've got a second, a first, and then a first again yesterday. What's the plan now, Matty?
Well, Francis and Chris and I, we sat down at the start of the prep and sort of a race by race, but in the back of our mind, we said, well, look, if we could get to that race, the Matriarch in Melbourne, that'd be a nice race for her. And I suppose I was aiming a bit high, but I've got a big opinion of her, and I always have. She's always been a well above average ability, and she's shown us a lot at home, and you sort of form an opinion of them, and you hope you're right. So we sort of had that race mapped out. We only had four races picked out for this preparation, and she's obviously, you know, come through the first three and done so well, you know, provided she was to eat up and train on nicely, we'll probably head to Melbourne with her.
And Matt, because physically, the mare that I've seen, I didn't see yesterday, obviously, but she still has a fair bit of developing and maturing to do. So although she's now a four-year-old mare, the best for her is still ahead of her.
Yeah, I agree, Ray. Like, she's always been a little bit behind in that regard, in the way she's grown. And that good break actually did her the world of good in terms of letting her body grow and sort of the bones set, and that allows us to train them, you know. But yeah, I agree. I think she's still quite immature. I think this time next year she'll be really peaking. All horses, grow and develop at different stages, and some come quicker than others. And she's just a later maturing type, and she's so well bred, you know. We've got to be really patient with her and just look after her, because she's got such a good pedigree. If she could, if she can win some black tights, then she could become a really good broodmare, you know, in the future.
Matty, I want to ask you a question away from Aqua Divina and just talk about the impact of Winx. Now, you've had experience over in the UK, you've had experience over in the US. What sort of impact do you think that she's making? What sort of noise is she making over there? Because, you know, the noise she makes here in Australia is incredible, but this is a horse for the entire racing industry globally, I think.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Look, I think early doors when she was started the winning run, you know, I think, you know, the guys overseas have a fairly big opinion of their own horses. I don't rate us much down here, but I think early on there wasn't much happening, but I know for sure now that every time she goes around, everyone in racing around the world's watching her. Our horse ran second to her at Randwick, we obviously have a team of guys that help us to purchase these horses, and I flicked one of them a message and said, oh, look, you know, well done, thanks to the horse ran second to Winx today. He said, oh, yeah, we know, we're all watching the race.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, there you go. You know, everyone around the world's watching her. It's extraordinary what she's done. She's a champion, and you know, I don't know if we'll be lucky enough to see another one like her, but it's been an incredible experience to watch the journey and what, you know, Chris has done with her, and just the journey's taken everybody in Australian racing all the way through to yesterday. I think it was just the most unbelievable experience to watch her win four Cox Plates, and I think anyone in racing, anywhere in the world, to see what she's achieved, it just has to, you know, take a bow and say how amazing she is. She's just an extraordinary horse.
Yeah, just incredible, incredible. Congratulations on the win yesterday with Aqua Divina. Maybe some exciting times ahead with that mare as well. We appreciate your time this morning, Matty.
For sure, any time at all. Fantastic. Love the show. Thanks.
Matty Smith. We'll cut that one up. We'll cut that one up for a promo, please, Hamish. Matty Smith saying he loves the show, Raymond.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, Jim, I reckon I can partially answer that last question you just posed to Matt Smith, because there were four English journos in the Valley Press Room yesterday here for the Cup, etc. And they were staggered by the race day, staggered by the Australian racing and how popular it is.
Yeah.
How much press it gets. They couldn't believe the crowd reaction, but more importantly, they're believers now about Winx, because they were shaking their head afterwards. They honestly, genuinely believe Ben Battle could beat her, particularly the way the track was playing yesterday.
Right.
And they've walked away thinking, wow, we've just seen an absolute champion. So they're believers now, and I think, as Matt Smith just said, the world certainly is very much aware, or the racing world, of Winx.